This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We are back. We are live. It is a Monday morning, Victory Monday. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
All right. It's 22 degrees right now, 34 high. Feels like 22.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us. And it's going to warm up starting tomorrow.
Nice.
Yep. High of in the 40s. We're going to be in the mid 50s by Friday.
Bring on the slush.
Get those shorts up. So we haven't been here in 2 weeks. I missed you guys.
Missed you guys, and I enjoyed all of your Christmas gifts almost in 2 days.
In 2 days?
I got through it pretty quick.
Okay.
I want to talk about that in a second. Mm. But before we do, I wanted to know what it's like now working as a choreographer on Broadway. What is that outfit?
It was a little shocking walking it. It's very subtle, but something about it on you. It looks like you're playing some sort of role.
You know what he looks like? He looks like every middle school play director. People, eyes on me. Eyes on me. Eyes on me. You look like it. Is that a new turtleneck?
No, I've worn this before.
You've had this?
Yeah. But you layer it usually. I think that's what it is.
Well, I took my jacket off because I didn't know if we were going to have heat today or not.
Fair.
So I did not dress, but we have heat.
We have heat, ladies and gentlemen.
So the jacket is off. So I'm just wearing a big old sweaty turtleneck.
So, you know, with the last 2 weeks off, if you caught the last live show we did, you had brought up the Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
We're such a show of drunks that we all got each other alcohol.
Alcohol and beef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
Did you drink that whole bottle of whiskey?
Oh, yeah. Not immediately, but it went down pretty quick.
Okay.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It is smooth, and I had it with that dried beef. Oh my gosh, so good. The combo
super good of
booze and beef.
Beef and booze.
I'm telling you, man, it's my new thing.
Can we talk about how, and I know we're not the only ones here, you know, a lot of people had the last week off from work.
Mm-hmm.
And like with Christmas and in New Year's, and like you get to that point where you don't know what day it is and you have no obligations. How quickly not having any schedule will put you back into the most dangerous habits you have.
Idle time, man.
It's astonishing, man. It is astonishing how bad. Because, like, look, I get you're a drunk, and I'm happy for you.
Yeah, point it out.
No, I mean, you know.
Even if you're not drinking, it's just the overall not having, like, a hobby or anything to do. Such a weird feeling.
Like, I very rarely drink anymore. And the last 2 weeks, my liver, like, thank God I am back at work today. Because I was afraid I was going to kill myself. And like the ultimate cruelty, and we'll talk about this more, you know, because it is a post-game Monday here, you know, the last game in Highmark yesterday. The cruelty of having, you know, we had 2 weeks off, rest, sleep, relaxation.
Yeah. Mm.
And then last night being the last game and then having to come in. It's so bad. I am so banged up. Tommy walked in this morning. We haven't seen each other in 2 weeks.
I looked at you, and you look like you'd been crying.
No, I'm just on my
eyes. And I said, man, is Billy Moran back?
No, it'd be tears of joy. I don't have to do this anymore. No, man, like, I'm just, I am more hungover today than I have been in, like, 20 years.
And it's truly like the last game, I'm guessing, with this wild card run they're on. They may not be back.
Yeah, the only way it happens, the
lower seed.
Yeah, the Bills.
Advances.
The Bills are the 6th seed. Yes, the Chargers are the 7. The Chargers and Bills would have to play for the AFC Championship game for that to happen.
Okay,
it's the only way it works.
I see.
Yeah,
So, yeah, you were there, baby.
Yeah, I was there. I got my coin and everything, and we'll talk about it more. All right. So, like, Kimmy, of the 14 days we were off, how many days do you think you drank? Were you drinking a lot when we were off?
More than normal.
Atta girl.
Ew.
To be honest, like, usually it's, like, a weekend thing, but when you lose track of the days, you're like,
I don't know.
It was mostly for, like, stuff, like there was always, like, a social reason for it. It's not like I was... You know, just sitting there drinking by myself.
Would you say it sucks out?
Yeah. No, I said it sucked out. Yeah. The weather was horrible. Yeah. So, like, it's been nothing but snow and freezing ass cold.
No, but you made me laugh. Oh, it sucks out. I got a drink. Oh, it's nice out. I got to go out and have a drink. Like, yeah, you're just looking for any reason to go have a drink.
So I did one of my moves I used to do when I was single, and my wife caught me doing this. So I had to do some shoveling in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So back in, I lived in Webster by myself. When the snow was coming, I'd always set a glass outside. Let it fill up with snow, and then I put my booze in it, and I do like my shoveling.
Like a slushy?
Yeah, pretty much. it's great.
Yeah.
It's great, man, because that ice, that fresh snow, when it gets in there, like, nice, right? So I got busted booze and shoveling.
Do you understand how dangerous it is to drink a snow shovel at your age?
Do you understand?
No, I'm not.
What are you going to call a shovel cop?
No, they're going to call an ambulance when you collapse in your driveway.
But I guess
stupid.
It's dangerous in general. So what's a little?
Oh, you're just shoveling.
Does the booze really make it that much more?
Yes,
dangerous?
It does.
I'm not chainsawing. I'm just shoveling.
No, I'm not talking about like you falling down. I'm talking about the effect the cold weather has on your heart combined with the booze.
I got a pretty good heart.
So yeah, till it don't work no
more. I don't use it much.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We are back. We are live after our 2 weeks off. We're talking about how everybody just becomes the worst version of themselves when they have this time off. So, like, my wife, myself, my brother, and my sister-in-law, we all went to Cleveland for the Browns game.
Ooh, Cleveland, an exotic port of call.
It was an exotic port, actually. But, you know, Cleveland, you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a drinking town.
Oh, yeah.
Much like us. So, like, you know, and we stayed downtown, so we just parked the car for 2 days and didn't touch it, right? So, just got... ridiculously gone there. Then comes Christmas of Christmas Eve. Just ridiculously gone there. Ryan has a New Year's Eve party. That becomes a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Eagles game last weekend. Bills game last night.
You went to both of those games.
I am on a 3-week Bills run.
Wow.
And I'm looking at Jacksonville. Not really.
Oh.
By the way, can we...
Is Jacksonville next Sunday?
Joe, yes. Sunday, 1 o'clock is the official start for the game. They announced it last night.
Okay.
So 1 o'clock Sunday, Bills in Jacksonville. There is a group that is chartering a private plane for Bills fans down
there. Wait, plane?
A private plane?
Nah, we're not talking like bus trip.
No,
we're talking straight up
it's just
plane.
This is my plane.
No. This is a Bills plane.
Well, it's like you're going to land like you're Trump?
Yeah, it's a direct flight from Buffalo to Jacksonville.
Damn.
That's how many Bills fans, I guess, are trying to go on this trip. But yeah, like a nonstop flight from Buffalo to Jacksonville.
Nice.
Charter flight. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
What?
Well,
you don't want to fly.
Well, I don't want to do that or that. I don't know. I've been on a couple of Bills Together trips.
Yeah, those Bills trips you took with your daddy.
Yeah. And like, you know, there's something about, there's a difference between going to a city and hanging out with Bills fans and being stuck in a tube or a boat with a bunch of Bills fans you see every day. Second one isn't as fun as you think.
Okay.
You get, you know.
It's I bet your old man's going. Big Daddy's going, man. The original Duffy is going to Jacksonville.
He's not much of a Jacksonville guy. He needs a beach.
No, but he's going to see the game.
Is there a beach in Jacksonville?
Yeah, Jacksonville Beach. It's a literal town.
Other than that one, though.
That's where my girlfriend got stabbed while she was riding a bicycle.
What?
That's
a real story?
I think I told you this
before.
How do
you get stabbed while riding a bicycle?
She got stabbed.
Very quickly.
She was riding a bicycle wearing a bikini, which is so Florida, right? She also had her purse with her.
Okay.
Somebody came up behind her, stabbed her under the arm.
Oh, my God.
Got the purse, and she's broke, man. There's, like, nothing in this purse but, like, lip gloss and tampons.
Like, she probably would have just given them the purse had they asked.
Yeah, man. It was some crappy purse.
She had to get stabbed first.
Yeah.
That's what? Where my girlfriend got stabbed riding a bicycle. We're back and we're live, ladies and gentlemen. That's where my girlfriend
that's
got
Florida,
stabbed.
Man. A lot of people get stabbed under the arm and lose their purse in Florida.
So today is the official start of dry January for those who are
practicing.
And actually, I take it back. It's not the second or the first. The weird thing about New Year's being in the middle of the week, whatever your New Year's resolution is, kind of gets pushed off till today.
Yeah, you wait till
Monday.
Monday.
Give yourself a little buffer.
No, but like you've already lost.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. True.
Because what do they say? What is it? 15 days, 80% of people will have bailed on their New Year's resolution.
Oh, I would think.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're waiting 5 days in, that only gives you 10 days to be healthy before you're going to give up on it anyway. Like I am at the point now where I think when the Bills season is over, I'm not going to drink until the next Bills season starts. I've done too much damage.
All right.
It hurts.
There you go. Congratulations.
Really shut up. Look,
proud
at
of you, man.
What?
Nothing.
No, this isn't like a...
I said I'm proud of you.
It's not a flex thing. It's a desperate to cry for help. It's what it is. You know, we could do it together if you wanted to. We could hold each other accountable.
Yeah. You go first. I ain't doing any of that crap.
Get you, man. You get to spend time with your husband over the break? Was that nice?
Yeah, it was nice. Good to see nice. Yeah.
Because he's got a weird schedule being the sexy firefighter that he is.
Yeah. But I was telling you guys, I had a pretty nasty stomach bug. So there were about 3 days where, like, we tried to stay as far apart as possible.
Oh, like your honeymoon.
A lot of puking there, too. Can I tell you, too?
Sure.
I think my wife is super happy we are back at work.
Oh, I know mine is.
She's got to be so sick of, because, bro, it devolved to the point where I was just sitting on the couch making fun of everybody that walked past me. Like, I was on a park bench.
You got a house full of people.
Yeah. But no, it was just, you know,
hey, little kid.
Your daughter's probably like, is dad back at work yet?
They were so.
Is he going to leave soon?
Yeah.
So sick of my face. Seriously, the looks I got from my wife, the apologies she had to give on my behalf when we went on that trip to Cleveland.
Yeah.
When I was hanging out with my family. Like, you know, her family lives in Delaware and Philly, so we didn't have to see them, unfortunately.
So, like, does your wife do this thing? Like, when I make fun of my family, which I think I'm allowed to do that.
Oh, yeah.
She will defend them and go, you don't say that. I go, first of all, you don't need to get involved with my family.
Amen.
My family is a fair target for me.
Sure.
You shouldn't say, don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
It pisses me off.
I'm with you.
You're right. I shouldn't. I should be nice, but I should be able to kick them around as much as I want.
Well, like that clip, the trip to Cleveland I was telling you about. So it's my brother and my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're drinking and having fun, and I'm on fire, man. Ryan's there, and I'm on. I'm crushing. His wife is howling with laughter at the jokes at his expense. Mm-hmm. My wife is getting mad and defending my brother.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I don't get it, man.
Can I just not have fun in the world? Why can't we just have fun and beat him?
Because when my wife lights up her family, I just sit back and enjoy it.
Yes.
I kind of agree. Yeah, I know.
By the way, my wife does not light up her family, which is also frustrating.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Then who does she vent to? Because I think when you're going to vent about your family, your significant other's kind of usually your go-to, right? Like, I don't know who else, because you can't vent with other family members.
She's got to be holding something back, man.
No, I mean, again, the fact that they're...
That's amazing.
The fact that we only see them a couple times a year, I think, helps not get sick
of them. Yeah, that's true.
But I can count on one hand, and it's less than five times where my wife has been like, oh my God, my family finished the sentence. Like, she's big on family.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, if I'm not insulting my family, I'm not talking about
them. Yeah, I've heard your show.
Okay, look who's talking over here. What? Mike Mulay, Father of the Year, canonized, Pope's signing him up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Hope you enjoyed your time off if you had it.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because if you are going back to work today,
yeah,
things are about to get effing miserable.
Why?
You're hanging out in the break room, watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So if you are back to work this morning, it sucks getting pulled out of your fantasy world of not having to do anything for a couple of days.
Sure.
What's going to suck even more,
what?
If you work in the greater Rochester area, your odds of getting sick this week are sky high.
Really?
If you haven't yet, it's coming for you.
All right, well, Kimmy, you were telling us off mic this morning.
I had, like, the worst stomach bug early last week the worst I've ever had that I can remember in my lifetime. It took me out for a solid 3 days.
Well, it turns out Kimmy wasn't the only one.
Really?
Last week, Rochester set a record for flu cases in the history of the city.
Really? Like so what Kimmy had was the flu then. Stomach thing.
I would think.
I'm not her doctor. I hate when guys like you do this.
Well, I don't know. I'm asking a question.
I don't want to know.
And by the way, you're married into the medical field.
My wife's a dermatologist.
Well, it's close to the other stuff.
Okay, so it's only officially.
It covers the other stuff.
It's only officially the flu in this circumstance when you go and get tested for influenza.
All right, so we got number one in flu.
Yeah, well, it was the most flu cases in greater Rochester history in the week that ended on Christmas Day. And that means a lot of those people who were sick the week leading up to Christmas went to Christmas shindig sick, not wanting to miss
spreading
anything,
it.
And they got people there sick.
Mm.
And those people then carried that to New Year's parties, not wanting to miss those shindigs.
And
got those people sick. And those people that got sick on New Year's are now bringing it back into your job today to get your ass sick right after all the time off.
Damn.
So even if you made it all the way through the vacation without getting sick.
Yeah, I haven't been touched.
All right. So there's two things to break down here.
What?
Tommy,
yeah.
Do you judge someone for working sick right after they had time off from work?
Well, yeah, it is a little suspect. If, like, you had, like, a week off or a couple of days off, and next thing you know, you're not back Monday.
Okay, but
and it was a later Bills game on in the afternoon. It went to, like, almost 8 o'clock.
It is that take that is going to get everyone in Rochester sick this week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you sit here and you go, oh, don't come work sick. Oh, don't get me sick. Well, if you're not going to be here.
Well, I'm immune, so I'm fine.
You're not immune, you idiot.
I have a good immune.
Bro, we have audio of you for a month when you got sick. No, like, I don't want to get sick.
I don't either, man.
So then stop judging people for coming into work or not coming into work when they're actually sick after time off. Like, Kimmy, if you were sick today, would you have the balls after 2 weeks off to not come in?
If I was as sick as I was last week, I honestly don't think I could make it in without the fear of, like, vomiting on the air.
Wow.
Funniest show she ever did.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are some illnesses you get where you literally cannot move.
I mean, there's certain people, like, they kind of bring the suspicion on themselves.
What do you mean?
Like we know people that take, like, an unusual amount of time off.
Oh, like, if you have a pattern.
A pattern of, like, oh, I did this last night, so I can't come in today. Mm-hmm. This happened. You know,
yeah, but even if it is that person, I'm still fine with them sitting at home if they have, like, something like that where I'm like, I'd be paranoid the whole time they're here of getting it.
You can sit here and try and sound cool, but you know you would be just like him and I sitting here. Oh, my God, they had 2 weeks off.
You know they're sick, man. They're just jumping on the flu train.
I wouldn't want
people all over the world. Not how the song
flu
goes.
Train.
Not how the song. You're dressed like you should know how it goes.
Something like that, I'm more. Yes, it's annoying, but I'm happy I'm not going to get it. By you staying away, it means I'm not going to get it, so I'm happy about that.
Well, I mean, it is a double-edged sword here, right? Because on one hand, you're right. I do not want to get sick. I don't want you to put me down. I would like to stay healthy. But on the other hand, if you're not here, now if I work directly with you, now I have more work to do because you decided you couldn't work today. You know what I mean? Which is funny because if the shoe's on the other foot, and like Kimmy said, I'm so sick I can't get out of bed or I can't function the right way. All you want is sympathy from the people you work with, and you get pissed when they're like, oh, don't be a bitch.
True.
Like, I hate blowing sick at this job, not because I'm going to miss my job, but because I know what you guys are thinking when I blow sick. You bitches. Thank God.
That's what we feel about you.
Yeah.
I mean, you do the same.
Good.
It's a circular firing squad here.
252 WCMF. The week of Christmas set the record for most diagnosed flu cases in the history of the greater Rochester area. And again, that's just diagnosed. So you could probably multiply that by 20. It's still going around. Kimmy got it while we were on vacation. And today is the day everyone comes back to work, and that sickness is going to be spreading all around. Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Jesse wrote, I've got cases of Purell ready for the tidal wave of sickness coming into school
Wash
today.
Wash your hands, everybody.
But that still doesn't work if people are just coughing and it's just like floating in the air. That's just touching stuff.
Well,
right?
It helps.
It's easier to get. I mean, it's harder to. You will most likely now you're get a doctor. It through. No, I'm hungover. I'm trying to talk.
No, but I'm thinking like Purell ain't going to save your ass.
Yeah, but if they're also washing their. If everybody's, you know, at least.
But they don't.
Okay. What I'm saying is you are more likely to get it from surface to surface contact, I think, than through the air.
Oh, I thought it was like the flu. Like if somebody coughs or breathes on you, you got it.
You can get it that way. It's not contagion. You don't get it automatically.
But this, so this stuff's going to be around for like months.
Yeah, that's probably called the flu season, dumbass.
I mean, there is like one benefit to having gone through it. It's like hopefully I'm now done with it. At least that type, that strain.
Yeah.
All right.
Knock on wood.
No, I know what you mean, because I got it after that Chiefs game that we went to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And it was the same thought. Like, all right, this was it was miserable, but I
so
got it.
So you both have had the flu.
Yeah.
I forgot you had it, too.
Well, I got it the day before I was supposed to get my flu shot, too, which is like the worst possible. I literally had my flu shot scheduled for the next day. Flu before boo, Tommy, and I missed it by one day.
Bam.
Boo. All right, how about this?
What's that?
So if I'm not allowed to take the day off after a two-week vacation, how many days back into work before I'm allowed to blow sick without you giving me a side eye?
The holidays have to be in way in the rear view mirror.
What's way?
Way. Week and a half. Two.
Two? So I got to work sick for 2 weeks?
Yeah, you might be better. You might get better by then.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't do me any good if I'm already better.
Yeah, true.
All right. You know, we talk about work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be the worst spot.
What's the worst?
If you have kids in school.
Oh, you're never going to get rid of it.
It's coming.
They just keep bringing it in, right? Yeah,
they are. Your children are disease bags.
Do you think, though, like they, I do feel like my friends who are parents have like a slightly stronger immune system.
You almost have to after a while.
Just because like they've had everything already to this point.
But you still get it.
Yeah.
You still have to get it. We just get it early.
I don't know.
Right? Yeah, by the time, you're right. By the time, like.
It doesn't feel like they're as sensitive as other people.
I think what it is, is by the time legitimate sickness season shows
they've
up.
We've already gotten
everything early because it hits us first.
But I could never say, because we had all the grandkids, the foster kids. I couldn't tell who was actually sick or just being a kid.
Yeah.
Because they're constantly
everybody
running.
Knows those kids that are just constantly wiping their nose.
Screwing around with their face constantly. So I don't know if this kid's sick.
Well, and the other thing that sucks is that cold weather walking into a hot house also makes your nose run instantly.
Yeah.
Right? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Happy 26.
Larry David said you're not allowed to wish a happy new year anymore. It's been 5 days.
I said happy 26.
Doesn't matter.
I could be an age thing. So I'm out actually this morning, you know, for the first time doing my thing. Just picked a passenger up from Highland. I got three cans of Lysol in my car. They're getting into a cloud of Lysol when they get in my car. They're like, all these sick people, you know, I just don't want to take the chance because I'm old. I'm still recovering, you know, from the summer. I mean,
got after it.
Summer of Rammer. Worst documentary ever. So what do you do? Spray? What do you spray your passengers down with Lysol?
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting in. Like I said, they're getting in the car to a cloud of Lysol. It's like they get in, I spray. They get out, I spray. You get
cancer. What can I say? I spray.
All right. Well, Rammer, stay healthy out there, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a happy New Year, bud. There goes Rammer.
Spray on.
So Jen writes us on Instagram. Is this true?
What's that?
Duffy on WCMF. Easiest way to get us. By the way, her handle is pineapple_flamingo_beaches.
Oh.
Okay.
So that's a pattern.
Yeah.
She writes, a lot of places you have to work the day before and the day after to get holiday pay. So if I blow sick, I'm not going to get the holiday pay overtime.
Oh, you
I
get the shaft. That sucks. So no bonus.
Yeah, right? The extra time. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, I'm working sick through that. I need the money. 252 WCMF. Dan says he's got the...
Oh, perfect.
He can fix it. Don't have to worry about the flu. He's on CMF. Hey, Danny boy, what's up? Dan?
Crew, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And first of all, so Kenny, she got the flu.
Yep.
Duffy, you got the flu.
Yeah.
Both got the flu. Yep.
There's two things in common with the people who didn't get the flu, myself and Tommy.
What's that? You both talk really slow? What's it?
Okay, that could be. Well, one is Pat's mom, and two is bourbon or whiskey.
Uh-huh. Can I throw another theory out there, Dan? Do you have kids? Do you have kids?
I have a daughter, but she's out of school.
Yeah, shut up, stupid. That's the difference, you dumbass.
No, it's not. Listen, Tommy drinks whiskey, right?
Yes.
That's all he drinks. He doesn't drink beer, right?
Oh, yeah.
My wife was so sick. She had the flu all week. I didn't get anything.
She was drinking that wine.
It's the bourbon.
Okay.
She doesn't drink bourbon.
The bourbon burn, man.
All right, Danny, write it down. Dr. Dan says bourbon.
The Dickel tickle.
Okay. Dan, thanks, buddy.
Well, it's a great whiskey. George Dickel. It's a great whiskey. It's called the Dickel tickle.
Okay. Great. Right. I'm so happy we're back live. We're live, everybody. That and more till 10 o'clock.
Ready to go, just in case.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us on the Break Room or the WCMF Facebook page. Ricky writes us, I have called in sick today. I've been throwing up all night, and I haven't worked in 9 days. Ooh. I know I'm going to get it from my coworkers when I come back tomorrow, but yeah. I just have to do it. I don't want to get it.
So he's flat on his back. He's miserable, but he found a way
he wrote us on Facebook.
Write a radio station. Okay.
Well, what else are you doing sitting in
true.
Bed, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's watching us on YouTube.
Oh.
Bad. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
That's all she wrote, buddy.
All right. Adios, amigos.
Over 5 decades of excitement, unless something crazy happens in 2 weeks, came to an end in Orchard Park last night.
So you were 4 years old when you first started going there.
Yeah, my first game, 4 years old.
So you probably don't even remember the first game you went to.
I have.
You were such a tyke.
I have flashes of it because it was just, I remember my dad had 2 tickets and a scalper gave us a free ticket. My dad was just going to try and like walk me.
Yeah.
That's the memory I have of that game.
And that was when security was security.
And Tommy, with all the memories, the excitement, the heartbreak that we witnessed inside its walls, the way it was sent off could not have been more perfect.
Ah, the memories.
Than it was last night.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, your Buffalo Bills finished their regular season with a 35-8 ass-kicking of the New York Jets yesterday. God, the Jets are so bad.
What a party, though.
We'll get to the party. I do want to share this little fun stat with you.
Mm.
Last night, the New York Jets... They're so bad.
How bad are they?
They were the first team in NFL history to not record an interception in an NFL season.
I don't know how that's possible. Just coming up with one by accident, yes.
Yeah, like it bounces off a guy.
Yeah.
It just lands in your hand.
It almost happened last night. Mitch threw it in a guy's chest and he dropped it.
Wow.
They went an entire NFL season without an interception.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, so first off, let's get the important stuff out of the way.
Right.
As we share with you this morning, it is official. Your Buffalo Bills will travel to Jacksonville for a first-round playoff matchup against Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars.
Mm.
That game is 1 o'clock Sunday. Did I see that as a Paramount Plus game?
Oh, it is?
Did
I
you
did
look?
Not see that.
Oh, it is?
So the Amazon game is late on Sunday, I think.
Okay.
I saw Paramount, but I don't know if it's exclusively Paramount or if it's CBS and Paramount.
All right.
Kimmy's on it. But write it down. Locked in. 1 o'clock Sunday, Jacksonville.
Hold on.
It's okay. We're just doing a radio show.
It says on air on CBS be available to stream on Paramount.
All right. It's not just a streaming game.
Yep.
Okay. But yesterday, Tommy, was so much more than where the Bills would be playing.
Oh, sure.
It's the last time that we'd be allowed in the stadium that shaped a lifetime of fandom for millions of Bills fans. And Tommy, it couldn't have been better.
Really?
How beautiful were those red helmets?
They're all right.
It was weird. Like if you caught,
they look like Atlanta.
Don't be that.
They kind of look like Atlanta.
I thought it looked like vintage Buffalo Bill. Like if you really like, if you caught a glance at the screen and you weren't really paying attention, it almost looked like old footage of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I know you're just being a dick.
I'm not into the uniform thing like you are.
Like I got chills when I'm not even kidding.
Could've been that bug going around.
Ryan and I, my brother and I, I took my brother to the game, and we had been bouncing around the stadium or in the lots all day. So I hadn't looked at the field. I didn't look at warm ups. And when they came out of that tunnel, those helmets. Oh my God, it was a thing of beauty.
Can we talk about, because they kept showing this in the stands too? I don't know if it was because of the red helmets or if they just happened to be more people in the stands wearing helmets than normal.
There were a lot of people, grown men wearing helmets.
A lot of costumes. With that?
Like, where are these guys getting these helmets? Like, are they actual helmets? Are they replica helmets?
So because
it doesn't even look like it fits their head most of the time.
So they sell the helmets in the team store. They also sell autographed helmets at a little
stand. That's got to be a fortune.
You can buy a mystery autographed helmet for $225.
It's just
a discounted helmet?
Yeah.
It's like bringing your baseball glove to a game as an adult.
But you gotta walk around it all day.
But I get the idea behind that because you could catch a ball. The helmet thing, why?
No, I'm glad you said it because I didn't want to be like bad Bills fan, but I don't get the helmet.
It has to suck having it on your head watching a game.
It seemed like there were a lot of, or they just kept showing that.
No, you're right.
On the broadcast. But every time I looked up, they'd show a guy with like a full-on Bills helmet.
No, it's been a thing like the last 2 years. There have been more and more helmets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're going in. Who knows?
Okay.
But, like, everything that could have went well yesterday went well. Josh got his one snap to extend his starting streak, and then the Bills were off to the races. And, Tommy, it felt like every player on that Bills team understood the magnitude of what was happening and what they had to do. For example, Mitchell Trubisky, the Bills' backup quarterback, had 259 yards passing and 4 touchdowns. Mitchell Trubisky threw for 4.
It looked easy for him.
Kimmy! Ray Davis, backup running back, who has not seen the field on offense really at all this season.
How much did he get?
151 yards rushing.
Damn.
He had 23 yards receiving. He almost had 200 total yards in that game. The defense was full of players that casual fans have never heard of before.
Yeah, that was, like, I had never heard of that dude.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that defense pissed a shutout until halfway through the fourth quarter. And it gave Bills fans in that stadium one final parting gift.
Yeah.
The ability to sit back, relax, and soak in what seems to be now the final party at Highmark.
Mm-hmm.
and it was amazing, but at the same time, one of the saddest days of my life.
Well, you're aging, moving on. Got to say goodbye to old friends.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Because, what's that saying? You can't go home? Like, it felt...
Your home ain't going to be there. Well, it's going to be gone.
That's just it. Like, I'm 39.
Mm-hmm.
And, the home I grew up in, my parents don't own anymore, right?
Yeah.
So I can't go back there. My parents don't live together anymore. They're divorced. So, I don't have, a family home to go to, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, that was my home. Yeah. I could always go back to that place. Yeah. It always felt like I was walking in my house when I went to that stadium. And walking away from that stadium last night, it hit me like a ton of bricks, the realization.
You feel weird.
I'm never coming back here.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to get emotional. And in the last 5 minutes of the game, I bawled my eyes out.
And you said people didn't leave for a while, right? They just wanted to soak in.
Yeah.
Did they do anything on the field after the game? Any kind of ceremony with the people?
Did you? You didn't watch the end, did you?
Oh, God.
Yeah, because they stayed with the broadcast, I think, for that reason, to show some of because they played Mr. Brightside. I think they even showed them playing Shout one more time or something along that. I don't know, but they stayed with it a while after the game was over.
So they put together a 5-minute highlight video.
They all montage.
And of course, you put the Goo Goo Dolls over it.
Well, yeah, they're the famous guys.
That's what I'm saying. But Tre'Davious White, for example, stayed out of the tunnel with his helmet on. Watching the whole thing.
Oh, that's
just
cute.
All their players were running around and high-fiving people. Buffalo Joe Andreessen, the linebacker.
Yeah, yeah, Buffalo Joe.
Jumped into the stands, come see his family right where
he was. He had a good game.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, Ryan is there with me, my brother. He's sitting to my left, right? And he's just celebrating, having a good time. And I don't know, out of nowhere, I just lost it and I started crying. He's like, hey, you okay? what do you think? I stubbed my toe? Yeah, fine. Shut up, you bitch.
But it's kind of it's great that happened, but then it's going to be that sugar rush.
What?
When it crashes. Because when the news, because all that lifestyle, that atmosphere is never going to.
No, you're right.
It's not going over to the new stadium.
No.
It was funny on TV. I didn't realize how big that new stadium is compared to the old stadium. Because I know the other one's dug into the ground.
Yep,
sure.
But that thing looks like a monster as a backdrop. To that little, that stadium looked puny next to it.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
It's a whole new setup.
I have resentment for it it's a person when I walk by it, the new stadium.
Well, it looks menacing. in the dark, because it's not really lit up, it looks awe-inspiring.
You're not going to go.
I know.
You're not going to go.
He just likes the way it looks on TV.
Well, yeah.
And in pictures.
It infuriates me.
Why?
In my $80 Highmark farewell game sweatshirt that I purchased yesterday.
Yeah. $80.
But you bought that yesterday?
Yeah. It's a sweet sweatshirt, though.
Oh, yeah. That looks great.
Last game. I love, too. They didn't know what the last game was going to be, so I didn't even get a date of the last game on the sweatshirt. I spent way
too much. That's a good point. Yeah.
They got me so good yesterday, man.
Was the store just full of that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you bought that at the store, not in the parking lot.
At the store. I bought another sweatshirt at the store. I bought a hat at the store. Last one.
All right.
I don't even think it was the last one, but the lady's like, dude, just like, get a hat!
What pisses you off?
Sorry. What pisses me off is you're the only one in this room that is excited about the new stadium.
Yes.
You're also the only one in this room that will not be going to the new stadium.
I'm not going to a goddamn stadium. You're getting my money.
You're an idiot. 252 WCMF, talking about this Bills win, but more importantly, the last game at Highmark. You brought up something, as dumb as you are, that is 100% correct.
What?
Yesterday we lost something that we're never going to be able
to. Well, you had to say goodbye to almost your childhood.
Yeah.
It's almost when you realize I got to go get a job.
It's a good call.
And that's what the new stadium is going to be like. It's just going to be different rules and regulations, no jackassing.
Well, I mean,
how many buildings has anybody been attached to for that long of a period of time?
I mean, I guess just a place where you worked. If you worked at one place long period of time. But, you bring up the no jackassing across the street. Look, the stadium is a building that was just for football.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that. It didn't matter what Highmark, Rich, Ralph, whatever looked like. It didn't matter how comfortable the building was or what your seat was. We didn't even care about amenities, food, side stuff to entertain us. We as Bills fans, we're going to buy a ticket to this concrete monster, and we're going to watch our team play. And we didn't even need a seat. You just need 3 feet in front of you to stand and watch them play. And this new stadium is going to be big and beautiful and technologically advanced, and there are going to be 100 things to do inside other than watch a football game if you want to. And that's the way things are going now. All things must change.
Yeah.
There is something to me very romantic about a place that exists just for you to be a fan of a team. And that's what Highmark is.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something that we're never going to see again.
No.
Those facilities do not exist anymore.
Yeah, I mean, around the country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, outside, because even Lambeau and Soldier Field have, like, these, you know, experiences that they built inside.
Yeah.
I would argue that Highmark Stadium
was the last?
The last of the, this is just a football field stadium.
Okay. Because, like, the old school.
No bells and whistles.
I mean, Kimmy, even if you wanted to hang out and, like, have a drink at a bar, there's, like, one bar on one side of the stadium.
Oh, you mean like even outside the stadium?
No, I mean even inside the stadium.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like they have that, like if you
Yeah, no, there's nowhere to like go like hang out and, you know, like, I mean everywhere you are, you're just focused on the game and that's it.
So, you know what this is going to be like for you? Did you ever have a friend like that went away for the summer?
Yeah.
And then they came back and they were different. And like, man, like what happened to you, man? Like, you changed.
Yeah.
Like, this new stadium is going to be your summer buddy that comes back and is now, he's wearing his hair different.
Improved.
He, you know, he uses different words. He thinks he's a little cut above. That's going to be the feeling, like your old buddy changed, man. It's like when your buddy gets a girlfriend and they don't come around so much anymore.
They've moved on.
Or he has to bring her with him now and it changes things. It's going to be that kind of, like, gut punch.
I'm not so much worried about the building. What I am interested to see...
Well, it's going
to
be the atmosphere and the attitude.
Exactly. Like, what the people inside look like in this new stadium compared to what they look like. Because, look...
It's going to be buttoned up, and it's going to be fancy.
It's not even the fancy. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. Mm. Like, my seats, 131, row 3, seats 3 and 4. 20-yard line, 3 rows back. And they were unbelievably affordable seats. I was losing money not buying them, is what I tell my wife every day. I can't afford those seats in the new stadium by a long shot.
Right.
So like,
so who's in them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
I
like,
wonder that too.
The Snooties.
The seats that I can't, I only have one ticket now because I can't afford two. So my brother and I went in together.
But I always assumed like the Snooties, as you put them, they like want to be in like the club seats.
Okay,
like, they want to be in like the warm spots.
Oh. But
like,
everything's a warm spot. Everything's covered now.
Yeah, true. It is different.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, I don't, when I sit down opening day next season, who's going to be sitting next to me? Is it going to be a guy with two beers in his hand like it has been my whole life, or is it going to be some...
That guy long gone.
Why are you enjoying this, you monster?
I'm just telling you.
You're having fun.
That dude is gone.
Why are you happy?
Be all corporate in the stands.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Look, we've been to stadiums like that.
Yeah.
Where you sit down and...
Feels just...
It's going to be a bunch of me's walking around with quarter zip sweaters.
A bunch of you's walking around exactly how you're dressed now.
Right, yeah.
Why do you take joy in everybody losing this thing that they love?
No, but you're getting something new and fantastic.
I don't want it.
I mean, okay, we don't know what it's going to be like just yet. You're assuming the worst. You don't know.
No, when does corporate money ever make anything better?
Did they design this so it's supposed to be like louder, like more interactive, I guess? You know what I mean?
No, I like quiet now.
Like, because that could also kind of add to like that. That same kind of atmosphere.
That's the word on the street. It holds in the sound and it blocks the wind, which is two of the most unique parts about that.
And the other thing is, like, the Bills, like, when you watch those pregame shows, I mean, those guys all talk about how great that atmosphere is in Buffalo. You know, they always do, how it's connected to the neighborhood, how it's connected to the town. You know, it represents Buffalo. And that's going to be gone, too. Like, they're not going to talk about that anymore.
Yes.
Like, all that fun... In the parking lot stuff is over.
No,
well, they'll still have the lots. I mean, it will still exist.
So they're trying. Here's what they're doing.
Trying to squeeze you out.
Yeah, and here's what they're doing. There's a lot of seats that they have sold that include free concessions. It's like a new thing.
So it's built into your seat.
You got it. So soda.
Trying to keep people from getting there so early.
Oh, they want people to get in early.
No, I mean tailgating so early.
The plan is. So, like, you'll get, like, free hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, and soft drinks. So, you'll go in early. So, you'll buy their beer thinking that you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, if my ticket has a free concession.
Why you're not going to lug all that stuff up there.
And why would I not go in 2.5 hours early and eat all the hamburgers that I can?
Nice.
Jen writes us on Instagram.
What's she saying?
Duffy and WCMF. She says, it's so weird that I have this hollow feeling like I would have after a loss, but I have to keep reminding myself that we kicked their ass. I know exactly what you mean. Like, driving home last night, it was just like.
Well, that's it.
Shut up. I almost cursed at you. So there is some bad news from yesterday.
What's the bad news? Who's hurt?
That's just it.
Nobody played. All the schlubs played.
That's how bad the injury luck has been for the Bills. Even without playing anybody.
Yeah. Somebody got hurt?
They might have lost two key pieces.
Were they slipping a shower?
Kicker Matt Prater.
Yeah, what, he hurt his leg or
his
quad
again? He re-aggravated a quad injury in the first half.
So they have no kicker. So they had to go hire a guy.
Well, they tried that.
Hey, remember when you said Michael Badgley was going to be no problem, awesome,
the money
fine? Oh, kicker, kicking easy. Get out there and kick.
I don't know. I watched some college games. There's a lot of kicking going on
there. What are you talking about? They miss field goals all the time, you idiot.
Well, go get one of them kids.
I do have a question.
And by the way, Maxwell Harrison has an ankle injury. We'll find out more about that today. The corner rookie.
Because you know what else I was thinking about yesterday? Like, wouldn't your punter be like the emergency kicker?
Totally different thing.
Yeah, but it's still kicking. Well, and a lot of, like, there have been college teams where, like, the punter is also the kicker. So right. I just wonder, like, if you needed a guy, like yesterday, we're in a game that doesn't really count. I'm like, let's see what this guy's got.
What do you got to lose if you got nobody?
So the way it was explained to me by a man who has punted professionally.
Professional punter.
Professional punter. It's like why guys don't like doing the home run derby in baseball, because once it's a different swing, and once you start swinging that way.
Screws you up.
Exactly. So if you start kicking field goals, it messes with your punting motion.
See, they overthink this kicking crap.
Really? How'd Michael Badgley do?
people got in his goddamn head.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. All right, so we wait to see what we're doing kicker-wise. Hopefully some good news on Mad Max and his ankle. And we get ready for Jacksonville in the coveted Sunday 1 o'clock game this week here on CMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.